Are you still getting the same questions now that you were getting at the beginning of the school year?
Not the same questions, different questions, because at this point in the district, everyone has received at least one observation within the Compass system. All persons that are evaluated through the system have put in their two student learning targets and their professional growth plan. So we're actually at a different point.
So what are the questions that you're getting at this point?
We're getting questions specifically from teachers. If they're not highly effective, where do we go from here?
There were some adjustments that were made to the Compass program that the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education approved.
Some good adjustments, by the way, yes.
Yeah, so what were the adjustments that you saw in that batch that you thought were good and needed?
Well, the state superintendent has been going around and listening to the issues, the challenges with the Compass system. One of the issues that we've been encountering in the district were the lack of instructional pieces for teachers. So for every area, they can see what it looks like, what a highly effective teacher does at every area.
And you're talking about in core subjects, English, math.
They said everything.
So that includes art and PE,
everything,
and physics,
yes. All
of that.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's supposed to roll out this summer.
Okay.
And one of the larger pieces of that, having student data available to teachers on the front end at the beginning of school so that they can see where students are, and also providing the projections for student growth for that upcoming school year. And that was not available to us this year.
Does that mean that teachers have more information that they can go and talk to their colleagues who've had those students in their class and say, how do we get...
They will have more information in order to develop their student learning targets.
Are those targets individual for each student?
Yes. Individual and then group together, if you follow me with that. Because each student should grow a certain amount during the year, but then collectively you're looking at your students also.
The teachers are evaluated on that group.
Yes.
Are teachers finding that helpful? Are they finding that overwhelming?
I think it's overwhelming. I mean, because change brings about all of these feelings. I think on the back end, we just have to keep in mind that why are we doing it? Because students will benefit from it, but it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Yeah. And what about for principals who are having to manage this process also?
Principals are finding that it's taking lots of hours, lots of time during the day, weekends, to complete this process. Because in the past, we were only evaluating teachers with 0 to 3 years of experience every year during that time. But if you had more experience, it was like almost a lottery. If your number came up, that was your year. But with Compass, everyone is required to do at least an informal and a formal observation. So that's a lot on a building level principal.
Right.
But I think with the state superintendent's recommendation, there's going to be more leeway to be able to work more with teachers who need more and teachers who are deemed highly effective to not require as much next year.
Now that you've experienced it for half a school year, do you think Compass is a good thing? Should it stick around, or is everybody hoping this thing is going to get overturned and thrown out?
They're probably praying in secret that it'll be thrown out. But I think it's a positive thing because in my position, working in support programs, everyone should be evaluated every year. Evaluation should not be punitive, but it should be a form of professional development.
Bianca Williams, coordinator of support programs for the East Baton Rouge Public School District. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you.